So if I could start my life over, say as a 10-year-old girl, here's what I would do differently if I could take the wisdom with me that I have now. Because I recently was thinking back to past relationships, and as far back as relationships I had in middle school, I realized that I dated a lot of really wonderful guys, but I had been so programmed by the chaos in my family that I couldn't appreciate a nice guy. And I think a lot of teenagers, when they come from dysfunctional families, no matter what the socioeconomic status of that family is, I grew up upper middle class. But I ended up dating so many losers in middle school and high school. Those were the guys that lasted the longest because they were familiar to me. And I actually bullied some of the nicest guys I had dated. I remember, and I know these guys aren't listening to this podcast now, so I can talk about them freely. There was a guy, his name was Matt. His mom was a semi-friend of my mom. She had a horse at the barn that my mom owned. And I remember dating this guy named Matt, and he was tall, he was good looking, he was a little nerdy, wore glasses, but he was like a straight A student. His mom was freaking fantastic and wonderful. And I don't think him and I dated very long because I think I was so uncomfortable with how nice he was that I ultimately broke up with him for being too nice to me. He was the type of guy that would like plan dates, bring me flowers to school, chocolates, all that sort of stuff. And I broke up with him because he was too nice. And even in high school, I had several very nice boyfriends that were tall, handsome, came from good families, like could actually communicate and brought flowers for my birthday and whatever. But the guys I tended to stay with or ended up staying with the longest were these guys where I remember it'd be Valentine's Day and I'd be like, is he gonna bring something? Is he gonna bring something? Or it's my birthday and he wouldn't text or call or anything. Like, those were the guys I was dating. I was so unconscious of it back then as a kid. But now that I'm, I just went around the corner of 33, I can see it all. And I hadn't ever thought back as far as middle school and high school, but I can realize now that I dated all, like, oh, I remember I dated this one kid named Dave, and he had a mohawk, and his dad worked so much that we would go over to his dad's house, and it would be a pigsty. There'd be no food there except for Top Ramen. The guy had so many reptiles and snakes and whatever. He had all the money to take care of those animals, but never took care, like, was never there for his son. And Dave had a mohawk, identified as being a skinhead punk kid. He, like, wore the leather jacket and everything. I think I bought him the leather jacket because I had a business training horses and giving lessons to kids and buying and selling colts and saddles. And I was making money as a teenager, and this guy didn't have anything, and I bought him that coat. But yeah, and he even got me in trouble with the police. I remember one day the police called because he had threatened to beat up another kid that was talking to me at school. And so the police called me and was like, I need to talk to your mother. And I was like, why? What did I do? And he's like, you know what you did. I was like, I actually don't know anything. And so this police officer was getting like super pissy with me. And I was like, okay, here's my mom. And so we had to go down to the police station, and it was Dave's dad, my mom, Dave and I. And I was like, what the actual F is happening here? I must have been like 14, 13, 14. And the police officer's reading out loud this email or message or something that Dave had sent to this other kid named Anthony. And it was just like, don't ever talk to my girlfriend ever again, or I'm gonna like curb stomp you, your head into the concrete, blah, blah, blah. It was quite aggressive. And I was just like, I didn't know anything about this. And the police officer was like, you know, if Anthony's family wants to press charges, you can press charges for, I don't know what it was. And I was just like, oh my God, why am I being brought into this? I don't even know what's happening here. And my mom was like mad at me, but they didn't make me break up with him. And I didn't break up with him. And I should have broke up with him over that drama. But I had no compass as to what was good for me or not good for me, what was love, what was not love, because I wasn't experiencing it in my house. And I wasn't seeing it with my parents. And so I was just repeating what I was used to, which was chaos, even as a teenager. And of course that followed me into my 20s. And of course that followed me into my early 30s. And it wasn't until recently I was like, wow, I can see it all now. So I invite you to look back into your teen years and really see if the cycle goes back that far. If you were playing out what you saw in your home amongst those relationships that you were in when you were really young. And it might be shocking. Like for me, it was shocking. I was like, wow, if I had experienced more love in my home, I might have ended up with a high school sweetheart. Because that kid, Matt, he's a very nice kid. And I think he's married now, and I don't even know. I'm not reminiscing like, oh, it would have been nice. No, I've been on the journey I'm on, and I'm very happy with where I am now. But I can see how we are such a output of what was put into us when we were young, what we were shown, what we saw, what we experienced in the household. And it's so interesting. The biggest thing is, like, I can't believe I used to tease the nice guys. That I wasn't taught that those nice guys are the ones that are going to be the best partners, to celebrate that instead of, like, demoralizing it. It's so sad. Anyway, that's all for now. I thought I'd share that interesting trip down memory lane with these horrible boyfriends I had even in the very beginning of my dating lifestyle, my dating experiences, and how nobody, not even my parents, realized the patterns that were emerging during that time. It's so strange how unconscious my parents were. And they were doing the best they could, but they couldn't even steer me then either. So anyway, I will talk to you guys next time. And as always, please, please, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening to this podcast. It really helps us reach more people with our fun stories. Are you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.